This is The World, a co-production of the BBC World Service, PRI, and WGBH Boston. I'm Marco Werman. Streets around Israel are awash in produce. Striking Israeli farmers have been dumping vegetables at major intersections as part of a protest against what they see as a government-imposed shortage of foreign workers. Many of the temporary farm workers come from Thailand. Israeli farmers say they depend on Thai laborers to do the kind of low-paying, back-breaking work that Israelis just won't do. From Jerusalem, the world's Matthew Bell reports.
Israeli farmers held simultaneous demonstrations around the country this week to draw attention to a three-day strike. The growers put a stop to all deliveries of fruits or vegetables. Outside the southern city of Netivot, protesters blocked highway traffic. Farmers and their supporters dumped piles of red peppers, cucumbers, and fresh flowers onto the pavement. Then they offered produce to drivers stuck in traffic. The protest was relatively tame, and the demonstrators periodically got out of the road to allow traffic to flow again, but they wanted to send a message.
We feel that we've been neglected, abandoned.
Zvi Wenner introduced himself as a Canadian-born Israeli who's been working in the farming business here for more than 30 years. He says the western Negev desert is one of the country's most important agricultural areas, and farms are suffering from an acute shortage of temporary foreign workers.
It's far from the center of the country. There's no local people to work. It's only us who live down there. There's just nobody else. It's either we get foreign workers, or we cut the farms down to almost nothing, and then we'll have to import fruits and vegetables.
Protest organizers say the Israeli government is failing to live up to a commitment to bring in 26,000 foreign workers for this year. They say the industry is 4,000 workers short. Israeli officials say the farmers have their numbers wrong, but another protester, who works at a nursery and didn't want to give his name, says the argument over numbers is beside the point. Israeli farmers can't survive without more outside labor.
These guys, most of them are Thai people. They are happy to come here. They get great salaries compared to what they get in Thailand. So it's a win-win situation. I don't see anyone who loses from this, except some vague declaration that it will help to cut down the unemployment in Israel. But It's ridiculous.
What's really ridiculous, say some labor advocates, is that there are thousands of potential farm workers within Israel who aren't being tapped. Asaf Adiv is a labor organizer with a group called the Workers' Advice Center.
We have a list in our database of 1,000 Arab women who are ready to go tomorrow to their job.
Adiv says putting unemployed Arab Israelis to work in the farming industry is a real win-win solution, but he says Israeli farmers are hesitant because Arab Israelis won't work 16 hours a day like foreign workers, and they'll insist on being paid minimum wage, which is about $5.50 an hour. Adiv says conditions for temporary foreign workers in Israel are appalling.
They can't change employers. They can't have personal relations. If they know that a woman and a man are in any kind of relations, they kick them out of the country. If a woman gets pregnant, she's kicked out of the country. They are not human beings. They are machines that are brought here. They pay so much money in their own countries in order to come here. They cannot speak on anything.
So far, the strike doesn't seem to be having much of an impact on food prices, but it has raised questions about the long-term future of Israel's farming sector. Up until 10 years ago, large numbers of Palestinians worked on farms in Israel. That changed during the Second Intifada, but it's not too far-fetched that it could happen again. According to Israeli radio, Israel's defense minister is looking into the possibility. The farmer's strike was supposed to end tomorrow, but there are reports that it could go on longer if the government doesn't meet the farm lobby's demands. For The World, I'm Matthew Bell in Jerusalem.